Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
All right. Well, my name is Ben Williams, and I'm a local deep tissue massage therapist here in town. My little private company is Ben Official Massage Therapy.
Great name.
And, well, it's the run-on words, the play-on words. You gotta have fun with it, right?
Yep.
So, there's that. I've been up here for, I don't know how much you want. I've been up here for 8-9 years. And, yeah, just been banging out all the knots and aches and pains that all of Fort Mac feels with all the hard work that it does. Because this is a hard-working town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you definitely are helping people out.
Well, I try.
You change lives. Like, I couldn't walk. Like, we talk about it all the time on the show. I talk about it when I'm out in public. Anytime me and Tanner bump into anybody who's like, I'm not feeling great. We're like, Ben. Like,
literally. Literally. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Anybody, we just, man, you got a sore back? People have been like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, I don't think you are. You should go see Ben.
I've got a skinny redhead to throw at you. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, it really makes a difference when, especially when things start cutting into your personal passions and your personal life. Like, you had events that you wanted to go to that you were just sort of hobbling your way in and out of.
Yeah.
And you're not doing that anymore.
Nope.
Which is fantastic. And
well, he's still hobbling out, but
he's not hobbling in.
Well, one of the things I credit you being able to do that too. I mean, I do my work, but you also do the homework.
Yes.
You do the stretches. You do the exercises. You actually put in the effort. And
Thank you.
If you do that, then you'll start to see a lot more improvement, which is great.
Yeah. I was one of those things where I used to do the marketing for Clearwater Physical Therapy.
Okay,
Big shout out to Clearwater Physical Therapy and Shalene Dirk. Love all of you guys. Like, big shout out. But anyway, so I'm working with them and learning about physical therapy and just rehabilitation. And people are coming in and getting work done, massage, physio, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they get their homework assignments.
And they don't do it. Any of them.
And it was my responsibility as like quality control. One of the positions that I had was to call and say like, how are you doing? When people would be like, I'm not getting any better and I don't want to come back, blah, 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 blah. And then my next question would just be like, yeah, I understand, but like, have you been doing the exercises?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, well, no. I'm like, oh, well.
There's your sign.
There you go. And so it's one of those things. So yes, I take it very seriously. And because of that, like, between you going like hard in the paint and me doing the exercise at home, I can walk again.
There we go.
But dude, we literally tell everybody about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries, man. So let's talk about a hobby of yours.
Which one?
Exactly. You like to boulder and or rock climb.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so big shout out to, let me get the name right, Hanging Stone Climbing Gym.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. They're right downtown, and yeah, they've set up their walls with multiple different inclines, and the walls are ever-changing.
Yeah.
I go like at least once a week, and almost every time they have different runs on the walls. I have 4 kids, and let me tell you, if you have 4 rambunctious kids And, well, I know you don't, but rambunctious kids, yeah. And you don't know what to do with them because it's freaking cold in Fort Mac in the winter.
Yeah.
And you're all stuck inside. Take them to the rock climbing gym. You can get a family pass for a really reasonable amount.
Yeah.
And the kids will run themselves out. Mm. They'll be completely dead by the end of it. And these guys, their whole team, show up, and they love seeing everybody, but most especially kids, come in, because then they're like, we can teach the young ones, and the young ones will bring the parents, and they make it a family event. But holy smokes, what a fantastic resource to have, especially for young families.
Yeah.
Because they've got the walls, they've got climbing rings that you can go back and forth on, they got the ramp that you can run up on, and then they've also got a, what do you call it, Ninja Warrior course.
Okay.
And they're still building more.
Very, very cool.
Birthday parties and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we went when they were first, like, setting up, and we filmed with some of the staff. It was amazing. And then Neil's passion for that kind of stuff is just, like, you see the passion by just going there. And that's him and his crew investing their time and their passion into it, you
know? And Neil's like you and me in the way that it's hard to make that man slow down.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, he has to, because last time I was in there, he hurt his hand.
Oh.
Like, not while I was there, but he has hurt his hand.
Yeah.
He has strained the muscles on either side of the most important finger on the hand. And because of that, it's affecting his grip strength.
Yeah, of course it would.
And so while I was there, I saw him favoring it, and I saw the discoloration. I'm like, you, come here.
Yeah.
And so we sort of, okay, let's compare this one, compare that one. And so him and Hannah, they ask, okay, what do I do to get this better? And I go, you have to rest. And he goes, no, I can't rest. I have to show everybody how to climb this and that. And then I have, what is it, snow removal and clearing as well. I'm like, just take it easy on that hand. Use your other one for a while.
Yeah, that's funny.
So he's going to have to learn how to just take the back seat for a couple weeks at least.
And, yeah.
You know, his hand will get better,
yeah.
But in the meantime.
Yeah, he's gonna be, you know, a little shaky. How did you get into rock climbing, though?
Well, I had tried it a few different times before I moved to Fort Mac. And my main problem was, once I started massage therapy, I got pansy skin. Because you're working with lotion and all of that, and then your skin is so soft.
Yeah.
And the main problem is, if you rip your skin open, rock climbing, then you either can't work, or you're working with a big old glove on your hand, which I hate.
Yeah.
Or the other alternative, which I end up doing from time to time, is super glue. You have to super glue your hand back together so that you can work and have it be sanitary and all this, because, you know, germs. But since starting here, what happened? We were at the barbecue. What was it, Canada Day?
Oh, the one that we had.
Cool. You guys hosted the barbecue.
Yeah.
And Neil and Hannah came on by, and you're like, I've got to introduce you to these guys.
Yeah.
And all of us hit it off right away and told us about the rock climbing. And so I showed up, tried it a couple times, brought a couple of my buddies who now go even more than I do.
Yeah.
And I'm being very careful to just know where my limit is for my skin, and then just stop and let the kids climb.
Yeah. I would have never thought about that. Like, how it could be detrimental to your way of life.
These are the tools.
Interest. I would never rock climb if I was
you. Yeah, be careful with the tools.
I bet it's a great place to find clientele, too.
Yep. Any place where it actually uses the whole body. And post-rock climbing, you got aches and pains if you're giving her. So, you may as well.
That must suck for you, having aches and pains. And
yeah. Well, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
I can't slow down just because I'm a little sore. Instead, I'll do the stretches. I'll do the deep, wet heat. And I'll get a lacrosse ball and throw it against the wall and lean up against it. All of these are home care exercises. If you want to use them, please do. It'll make my job easier once you're on my table.
Yep. Yeah. Which, speaking of, you like to play music in the background.
Yes.
Now, there's a new Gladiator movie out. I haven't seen it yet.
I saw
Did you hear the score?
How is it? Because I won't spoil it.
Don't spoil the movie. Tell me about the score, because I know that's kind of your music in the background.
So the score. Okay, so I won't spoil anything with this, but the second movie was tied closely enough to the first that it was a continuation, and it was done so tastefully. As opposed to being like, okay, so this and that and that, and it just sort of ruined it.
Yeah.
And they didn't do any ridiculous CGI of old characters bringing them back to life.
Oh, fantastic.
Instead, it's just, these are actors acting.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but the score?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's being added to my massage playlist, because I got Gladiator, I got Last of the Mohicans, I got Lord of the Rings, I got Studio Ghibli, I got a little bit of everything, and then some video game music as well, because the nostalgia. Mm. It just sets people at ease. But that was a great movie. Go see that movie.
Yeah. I need to see it with my dad. He's coming back this weekend, and I'm going to go check it out with him.
Okay.
Like, so, and my brother was supposed to, because they're like, my brother and my dad really go see movies together, and Alistair saw it without him. So I get some points
there you
on
go.
The favorite child.
There you
I'm
go.
Nowhere near
favorite
to the
child
favorite.
Points.
But I'm moving up.
Okay. If you can,
rewatch
the first one.
Oh,
for the sake of just the continuity of the storyline.
I continuously rewatched the first one.
Okay.
Gladiator 1, me and my best friend Pero. Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies with when it's on, we just watch it. And when I had normal cable and he had normal cable, like if one of us saw it on TV, we would message and or call the other guy like,
it's
yo,
on this
channel 16 Gladiator. Like, yep, thank you. And like Ethna just walks in the room and she's like,
again?
Gladiator again? I'm just
again?
Like, are you not entertained? Like, yeah,
yes.
So don't worry. Okay. I have been and continuously watch Gladiator 1.
I have a friend who, Lord of the Rings, is that staple in his household, and I don't blame him,
because
the original trilogy, especially the extended edition, is a beautiful thing. We watched it, I think, last New Year's or Christmas or something like that. We did the whole run through of the first three. It took us like 11 and a half hours.
Yep, best
and
11 and a half hours of your life.
It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And then there was the throw back and forth of the topics of the new ones. Mm-hmm. He hates The Hobbit.
Yeah.
He isn't a huge fan of Rings of Power, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But since then, I decided I'm going to try and work my way through the books again, because I haven't made my way all the way through all the books.
What?
Yet. I made my way through Fellowship, but I have four children. And I have a business, and my wife has a business.
Oh, you're only finding out about Lord of the Rings now.
Well, I've made my way through Fellowship like years ago.
Yeah.
And I had watched all the movies as a kid.
Right.
But I decided this is the year I'm
going to
get through them. So I actually just took my old truck all the way down to Edmonton. And on the way down...
Yeah.
I did audiobooks.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
When
Andy Serkis, the guy who plays Gollum, Smeagol, he narrates the first three books for the audiobooks.
Cool.
It's amazing.
That's cool. Listen, I want to go down this rabbit hole, but Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for his segment called The Max City Minute.
All right.
Brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit him with The Max City Minute.
All right. Question number one for you. What is your favorite thing about owning an old truck?
Oh, favorite thing. I'm gonna have to. There might be a top three.
Yeah,
first of all, it's so damn pretty. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, it is.
No
so,
wrong answers.
So damn pretty. I mean, it's old, it's blue, it's. And it's got a good rumble to it, as opposed to something with a really loud exhaust just for the sake of being loud. It's got that low, morally gray character rumble, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that, and there's no computer running my truck.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm running my truck.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Okay.
Question number two. What is one exercise you think everyone should do at home for better wellness?
Okay, I'm gonna hit you with my top few again.
Yeah.
Wet heat in whatever form that is, whether that's a hot shower, hot bath, hot tub, or just get a towel, get it damp with hot water and then wring it out and then put that on whatever muscle group. And then after that, a lacrosse ball. You throw that sucker against the wall, you lean against it, and you just find the tender spot and don't avoid the tender spot. You slowly work your way through that tender spot with that lacrosse ball. That'll make a huge difference, and then you're just general stretching and mobility. Just keep moving, because if you stop moving, you're toast.
All right, question number three. What is your favorite soundtrack of all time? You can give a top three if you
need
to.
Okay, I'm gonna have to. We got the Lord of the Rings soundtrack, because my goodness, it just starts out with concerning hobbits and it's adorable. We've got the Breath of the Wild soundtrack from Legend of Zelda. That one is absolutely fantastic. Oh, I might go beyond three here.
There's no wrong answers.
Okay. Schindler's List.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the violin in Schindler's List is impeccable.
It really is.
It pulls at something within you. So Schindler's List, and did I say Last of the Mohicans yet? Because that's in there.
You said it before, but not this time.
Okay,
so just added to
that
it.
One's in there.
Yeah.
And there's more, but I'll cut myself off there.
Question number four. If you could be part of one cinematic universe,
It's eye-opening. So, yeah, that's a big one.
Those have been your five questions.
That's okay. Awesome.
Like, I survived.
Yeah. The thing I hate about those questions is, like, I want to answer them so badly.
What are your answers?
Well, because me and Tanner hang out all the time. I answer the questions literally nonstop.
Well, you can answer them now that my segment's over and you're not interrupting me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, best book, Like Switch.
Like Switch?
The Like Switch. That is, if everybody should read The Like Switch. Yeah. The cinematic universe that I'd like to live in. This is brand new for me. I'm going Rick and Morty.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Yeah.
At some point, I have to bring you something, because a little while ago, I cut out a Rick and Morty snowflake.
Oh, cool.
You both are picking very volatile.
Yeah.
Universes.
As far as scores, like, this is just the first thing that popped into my head, and, like, I'm not saying this is the best by any stretch of the imagination. The Lion King.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, Elton John.
Yeah.
And all his influence on that.
And even the score when, like, spoiler alert, Mufasa dies and he's running through.
Yeah.
Like, the music for that, it's intense.
Well, you love Elton John, Elliot.
Oh, I do love Elton John, man. Yeah. Elton John is the man.
He loves you, too.
Big, yeah, exactly. Big shout out, Elton. So, and I forget the other ones. I just got that far.
There you go.
So, but yeah, his questions today came with heat, especially for you. People don't know that, literally when they meet Tanner, my cousin being one of them, run up on him, you're like, how do you come up with your questions? And Tanner says the exact same thing every time, because it's the truth. He makes them up on the spot. And so they're like tailored to the guest. So like when he's asking questions like that to you, I'm just like, oh, this is just torture to this dude.
I enjoyed it. It made me think. It was good.
Yeah. You give me a lot to work with. That's not always the case.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't get a lot to work with and you get some basic questions. So
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I suppose I give people too much to work with.
Yeah.
Better than not enough, I suppose.
Yeah. So what's going on with you and this new truck? Because, like, I get the functionality in regards to the back row for the fam.
Yes, the kids will all fit in the back row.
So, but you're not really at all times the most practical person.
I'm so style.
So, outside of that fun excuse that you told your wife, what about this truck spoke to you more so than the other one that you had?
Well, more than the 1970?
Yeah.
Okay, because I still have the 1970. I aim to sell it because I can't do two project trucks at the same time.
Anybody looking to buy, reach out.
Yeah.
It's a 1970. It's a 3-on-the-tree manual, and it is fun to drive. I drove it the whole summer. It was great. But the wife had a look at it and went, we need more seats for the kids.
Hmm.
So that was the big reason I went out and got a super cab.
Yeah.
But I already had my eye on it because
there we go.
I'm a marketplace goblin, right? I'm always just scrolling through, finding things. I found this new truck.
Yeah.
After I had found the 1970, and I sent the guy a message. I'm like, this is beautiful. I just want you to know, because I already have a truck that I just got. I don't need another one, but yours is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was the thank you and the back and forth. And then the wife was like, we need something with more room. And I went,
I might know a guy.
So I went and I got it, and a buddy helped me get it shipped up. I took it straight to EP Auto. Big shout out to them, because they got me through the OPI, and they didn't just push it through or anything. Mm. I took it to them and they said, okay, here's a list of the things that it does not qualify with.
Yeah.
This is what it would cost to fix those things. Do you want to? I'm like, give her.
Yeah.
Just give her, get it done. So they got all that done, and then it qualified to pass the OPI, and so we did that.
Nice.
So yeah, EP Auto, fantastic. They're up in Gregoire. And yeah, after that I threw the old topper, the old canopy over it, and it works fantastic.
There
now.
You go. That's awesome. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So we got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. Well, of course, there's my wife's business, which is Discovery Keys Music. It is a busy time of year for music, because they're doing all their recitals and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
As well as parents and grandparents are buying music lessons, or paying for music lessons for their kids. And so that's a great Christmas present. The Rock Climbing Gym, Hanging Stone, they're amazing. Absolutely phenomenal. Whom else might I shout out to? I think I'm gonna cut it off there.
There we go.
That's pretty good. I mean, I also mentioned EP Auto, which they've saved my butt quite a bit. So there we go.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. You're awesome, Ben.
I try.
I hope you're having a great day. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just dies at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.